The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. This is Jade. Welcome to my podcast. Hey, long time no see. I missed you and I know you missed me. I'm Jade and this is my podcast. On today's pod, I thought I'd talk about a couple of my closest, most amazing friends in the world, since I've noticed that my pods have been more on the advicey side. And I didn't do a story time on my last one. I've also noticed that most of my story times have been about mostly my bad experiences with old friends. So I thought I'd share some good ones so you can see what some good ones are like. So here we go. Which friend should I start off with? Oh, and I won't be using their real names, just for security purposes. But I think we'll do, let's start with oldest to youngest. We're going to start with, what should I call her? Let's call her Jessica. Jessica, from the start, was an amazing person. We met my freshman year of high school, and I'm the shyer type of person, so it took me a while to warm up to her. But my shyness never got in the way, and she kept trying to be my friend, even though I wasn't very talkative. But I would say after a week and a half, we were talking lots about everything. And out of my current friend group, she's the one I cried openly in front of for the first time. She's the kindest, most caring person you will ever meet. She's loyal and always keeps it real. And if I need advice or a shoulder to cry on, she's always there. Just someone to sit and laugh with. She always tries to be there and makes time for people, which I really appreciate. And I feel like everybody needs that in their life. Like, being around her makes me feel so much joy and happiness. And she's just genuinely amazing. I would not be where I am in life without her in it. Like, of course, I have my parents and like my support system and my siblings and stuff like that. But she is one of the biggest support systems in my life. And I literally would not be here today without her. And for that, I want to thank her. I love Jessica with my whole entire heart, like all of it. Secondly, we have Mimi. Now, funny story about us, we went to the same middle school for 3 years and never spoke to each other once. We knew of each other, but we never spoke, which is funny because of how close we are now. Okay, so me and Mimi had PE first period together freshman year. I don't remember how we started talking, but we did, and from there we've been practically inseparable, like attached at the hip. People even say we look alike, which both of us thought is a little weird because we don't look alike. But we come to the conclusion that it's because we're black, pretty much the same height, and have small almond-shaped eyes. But other than that, we're totally different. But we're fine with it because at least you're being like compared to somebody who's pretty, you know? Now, Mimi is one of the clumsiest people I know. She has the best music taste in the whole world, knows literally every single movie / musical like the back of her hand. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, she can recite every movie, like every 90s movie, clockwork. And it can be annoying sometimes because we'll be watching a movie and she'll just start reciting the whole thing. But it's okay because I love her. So she's funny. She's slow in the head sometimes. Kind, sweet, loyal, and just overall an amazing person. And another thing about her, honestly, same thing with Jessica. I would not be the person I am without her. She is just so amazing. And being around her is fun. She's like, honestly, she's the coolest person I know. She's so cool. No, she's not. She's a loser, but whatever. But she's overall just an amazing person. And I wholeheartedly love Mimi. Now, third, we have Nevaeh. I love Nevaeh. Now, I've been friends with Nevaeh since sixth grade, but I feel like we got the closest during freshman year. She was always somebody I was attached at the hip with. Like, also like Mimi, I was also attached at the hip with Nevaeh. Out of all my friends, I can definitely say I'm the most affectionate with her, like cuddling and hugging and telling her I love her, stuff like that. She just makes me feel really safe, and she's one of those people I actually enjoy FaceTiming. Like, I really don't like being on the phone. Like, when I see my phone ring, I sit there for a minute thinking about if I'm actually gonna pick it up or not, because I just don't really like being on the phone. But her, I can be on the phone with her for hours. Like, we go to sleep on FaceTime almost every night. And if I didn't have roommates, we'd probably still be doing it now, even in college. Like, we can just sit on the phone in comfortable silence. And I really enjoy that. Like, we don't have to be talking. We could just be sitting there. But knowing the other person on the phone is just comforting. And I just like her company, and I feel like she loves mine. Who wouldn't? She's literally so hilarious. Like, actually, like, makes me practically pee on myself from laughing. So funny. Amazing at art. Like, incredible. Super good at video games, which I hate because when we play, she usually wins, and I don't like to lose. She's super loyal, kind, and empathetic. Like, she's just genuinely a good person, and she's so protective over my friends, and she's my favorite person to shit talk with. She turns everything into a good time, and I just love her with my whole being. Like, my whole body. Like, get you a Nevaeh. She's great. Okay? Fourth, we have Marie. And now Marie, I have been friends with since junior year. We met through Jessica. And when I say Maria lights up a whole room when she walks in, I swear. I could be having the shittiest day of my life, and the second I see her, I genuinely get so, so happy. She literally makes me feel like I'm high on life. I don't know if a person can be a happy pill or a drug, but every time I'm with her, that's literally how she makes me feel. She's the sweetest person on earth. She's sensitive but kind and fun-loving. She's like a little flower, you know? I just want to pick her and put her in a cute little vase and keep her forever and ever. She doesn't even need the sun because she shines brighter than it. And she's literally the clumsiest person alive. Like I said, Mimi was clumsy. I think I've seen this girl fall more than I've seen her walk or stand. And she's just so fun and bubbly and a joy to be around. And I think I love her. I don't think I love her. I know I love her more than the stars in the sky. And last, but certainly not least, the baby of the group, Larry. Now, Larry and I have known each other since freshman year, but we didn't really get close until senior year. But our personalities mesh so well because we are so similar, but so different at the same time. He can be a little bit slow in the head sometimes, but he is so genuine and keeps it real with you, and I really like that in a person. And I love the way he lights up when he talks about something he loves or cares about, because he's not the smiliest person in the world, but when he does smile, it's adorable. I think it's really funny when we're messing with him and he turns all red. And he's just so silly. And he's funny. Like, he's really, really funny. Like, genuinely so funny. And he loves picking on people. Not in a bad way. Not in a bad way. Before people get on me. He picks on us, not random people. But just so carefree. Like, when I tell you, he can say the most embarrassing thing in public or something that I could say out loud, but not as loud as he be talking. Like, in public. And we'll, like, be like, shh, be quiet, don't say that. Like, and he's like, is that embarrassing? And then he'll just say it again even louder because he thinks it's funny. And it is. It can be a little embarrassing sometimes, but it's genuinely funny. I aspire to be as carefree as him. And even if it looks like he's not paying attention to sometimes, he is. He's so attentive to every detail about people. And that's how he shows he cares without saying it. And he's just so, so kind and caring. And he's always thinking about others and how they feel before he even thinks about himself. Which is something we're trying to work on. Always, always think about yourself as well. Don't be too stuck caring about other people. But he's just genuinely so caring. And he's amazing. Like, everything about him, amazing. And he's just the sweetest little boy in the world. And I love him so very much. Don't tell him I said that. He'd be upset if I called him little. Now, I think that's enough about me bragging about my amazing friends. You can't tell them I said any of this, though. They can never know. This is between me and you. But personally, I think everybody deserves an amazing, beautiful, awesome friend group like mine. Because I think that I'm the luckiest girl in the world to have these losers in my life. Genuinely, I love them so much. Like, I feel bad when people don't have the best, like, friend group situations. Like, I feel like everybody deserves to have as good as a friend group as mine. Like, I feel so genuinely lucky and happy to have them in my life. And I'm just so thankful for them. And I always will be. But I think that's enough for today. I have no idea what we're going to talk about next week. But tune in and see. Bye.